In the heart of Berlin's Neukölln neighborhood is Rixdorf, an area that is also known as the Bohemian Village. The settlement originated in the first half of the 18th century under the auspices of the Prussian King Friedrich Wilhelm I, who welcomed Bohemian Protestant refugees into his empire. In the Habsburg Empire, they had been banned from exercising their faith. I recently visited this fascinating area of Berlin and talked to Cordelia Polina, the director of the Bohemian Museum there, which is devoted to the history of this neighborhood. Few areas of Berlin are as heavily impacted by immigration as Neukölln, a neighborhood dominated by Turkish fast food stands and Arabic grocery stores, with residents of this one Berlin district hailing from about 160 different countries. But immigration to this area is not just a recent phenomenon. In fact, it started some 275 years ago, when a group of Bohemian Protestants arrived here. They came to what was then just a small village outside of Berlin because they had been banned from exercising their faith in the Habsburg Empire. Today, the Bohemian Museum in Rixdorf traces the journey of these immigrants as well as the heyday of the Bohemian Quarter. Its director is Cordelia Polina, who explains how these religious refugees ended up in Prussia.
After the 30 Years' War, which ended in 1648, it was really important for the king's ruling at that time to repopulate the countryside because it was really depopulated. Many villages ceased to exist and there was not a lot of trade going on, for example. So the kings came up with the idea to invite refugees from all over Europe, like the Huguenots or the Salzburger or the Pfälzer, and among them also the Moravians and the Bohemians, to come to Berlin and the area surrounding it in order to found new villages. And they were here given building material to construct houses, and they were given a set of animals, two horses, two cows, and a set of farm instruments in order to start working on the soil and establishing a livelihood.
Of course, the freedom of being able to exercise their Protestant faith was one of the main draws for these refugees to establish residence in Prussia. In addition, they were freed of certain taxes and did not have to serve in the military, an important factor for many devout believers who refused to go to war because of their faith. Quickly, the Rixdorf area became a prosperous one. The Bohemians who arrived here in 1737 worked as farmers and weavers. Most of them hailed from a small village in East Bohemia near Uski nad Orlicy. Soon, the village started to grow and blossom. A church and a cemetery were built, and in 1753, a school opened its gates in the Bohemian Quarter. However, the architecture did not resemble that of the refugees' native region, a fact that puzzles historians to this day.
That is very strange. We've been trying to research that and we're not clear about it. It's definitely not what the villages in Bohemia look like, because people who can trace their ancestors back to Bohemian times actually know the houses which still stand in Bohemia and where they can see what they look like. And they're very different from the houses that have been built here in Berlin. The housing structure was quite elaborate and quite interesting. It was the erection of 9 houses was planned, and they were split into half so that 2 families could live in each house side by side, and the big walls would face each other in order to save energy, but also to produce courtyards. That was quite an interesting building structure, but it was very regular, and it looks very much like a planned village, so nobody really knows how that came about, if it was maybe the planner of the very baroque Südliche Friedrichstadt, the city expansion, which was planned for Berlin at the same time. Maybe it was the same architect who drew this plan. We don't really think it was the Bohemians themselves, because for that it would have been too planned and too constructed. And we are also not sure how really this went about. We know they came here as a big group, around 350 refugees, and they must have camped somewhere in the meantime. We know that some of them were taken up by other families for a period of 3 to 5 months, while at the same time the houses were erected. So we're not exactly sure about the process of the arrival. That's kind of hard to trace.
Once the Bohemians had established their own village, the role of faith quickly became central to the community. Today, the Bohemian Museum displays a lot of religious costumes and pictures from the early days. Cordelia Polina showed me around the exhibition room at my recent visit to the museum.
Berlin then was, or as Rixdorf, New Cologne, and the Bohemian village here in Rixdorf, was a center of Czech people in Prussia. This area really became an area which was very important for books to be printed in the Czech language. And here you can see some of those old Bibles and so-called Kanzionale, the hymn books for the church, which were printed in Germany for Protestant churches in Czech and Bohemia and Moravia, because at that time it was forbidden for Protestants in that area to print their own books, of course, and to have Protestant Bibles and Protestant hymn books. So they were printed here in Berlin, and some of them were very small so that they could be smuggled back to Czech by the people who were trafficking people from Czech to Germany, and also by refugees who did that to bring books to their fellow believers in faith. So we have a number of those very historic books in here, and they are very interesting. And Berlin really was a center of Czech printing at that time, which is kind of strange but very interesting.
That's fascinating, and of course, I guess, connected to the religious tensions at that time. And I see here in this display case you have an old traditional costume. Now, who would have worn this?
Those costumes, as you may know, the Czech people who came to Germany were heavily influenced and part of the Moravian church, the Herrnhuter Brüdergemeine, which was founded by Zinzendorf and sort of one of the first places where they took a rest from the refuge and then later on moved on to Berlin. And this church was a very pietist church, almost in the Calvinistic tradition by Zinzendorf. And he believed in the fact that people should look equal, and especially in front of God in the service, and nobody should wear fancy hats or fancy dresses. And so he created this traditional dress code for the women, especially to wear long black dresses and wear a sort of aprons on special festivities, or on other festivities wear a big shoulder scarf, which we have in the other room. The special thing was also that they would cover their head by sort of the so-called Haube, a small kind of headdress. And the fascinating thing about the headdress is that it is tied by a ribbon, and the ribbon is indicating whether the woman would be married, single, or would be a widow, or would be a small child. So other people could detect by the color of the ribbon whether this woman was still to be chased.
That's interesting. So that says quite a lot about the way this community was organized. I believe religion was the key factor in that time.
Yeah, definitely. Religion was very important. The Pietist tradition was quite important. It was forbidden for people to go to big dance parties, for example, or to gamble. Alcohol consume was not really enjoyed very much. Although Neukölln and Rixdorf at that time was the center for leisure and also for the working classes to enjoy themselves, drinking a lot of beer, which was brewed in the breweries nearby. There were a lot of brothels and prostitution, but the Bohemian village really distanced itself from those kind of developments and was not part of that.
While in those days the Bohemian village was an actual village outside of the big city, Berlin has of course expanded since. And to visitors today, the rural-looking cobble streets of Rixdorf with their expansive houses and barns look quite odd, considering the bustling city streets are just a stone's throw away. Does the Czech heritage continue to play a role here?
For some people, especially the successors of the Bohemians, it's very important to keep up the Czech heritage and to remember it. We have many initiatives, as the museum here, for example, in which we are sitting, or the Comenius Garden, which is adjacent to the Bohemian village. It's a very nice little park commemorating Comenius. Or we have a twin city with Ústí nad Orlicí and New Colonia. So there's a lot of people who really keep up the tradition, and we have a famous Christmas market every year here in the Advent time, where there's always people from Czech coming and selling handicrafts and stuff from Usti. So I think there's quite an important exchange. And of course, it's important to give it to the next generation now. It was still very much also coined by the Cold War, and how it was difficult to meet with people from Czech. And those people who have initiated this kind of exchange are getting older now, and it's important to give that to the younger generation and to pass on these traditions.
For those interested in learning more about the Bohemian heritage of the German capital, a visit to the Bohemian Museum in Neukölln is highly recommended.